from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
Shall I explain the connection between pornographers and churches?
Yeah, because, man, that's...
Let me just put it this way. We have to reduce things to their bare elements.
Bare elements.
When you make appeals... modern church today has this thing where they're making appeals to men, and everything's soulish. It's not an appeal to truth. And it's no different than a pornographer. They're only there to excite your senses. And when people who are so-called, they call themselves Christians, and whatever they are, using the name of God to draw people into their buildings, and all the appeals they make, whether it's, you know, to remove guilt or whatever, to get them into the doors, what's the difference?
There's a big difference. The pornographer's better. Because he's
not going to screw people up regarding information about God.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
So that was my comment.
And people go to church and they think, man, God must be an idiot. He's a hypocrite. He loves me completely as long as I love him. I don't have to do anything to be saved, and here's what I have to do to be saved. All these hypocritical things, and people walk out of church saying, God must be an idiot. Nobody looks at the centerfold of Playboy magazine and says, God's an idiot.
No.
You look at that and say, God's a genius.
True.
And so the pornographer is in a better business than the clergyman.
Not that we're recommending that you look at that stuff.
Yeah, what's wrong with the human form?
All right, let's go on here before I smack you upside the head.
Okay, haha, you can't because you can't reach me from there.
All right, now we're getting back into the versions.
What if I started in airlines?
Okay.
I think this would be exciting. If I had, like, Zender Airlines.
Right,
I
Zender
picture.
Airlines.
You go up to the counter, Zender Airlines. I advertise flights to JFK, New York, Chicago, L.A., right?
Okay.
Everybody
right.
come. You come, you get a ticket to L.A., another guy comes to Chicago. Those are my three specialties.
Yes.
I send everybody to Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Yeah, well, wouldn't that be nice? People get out at Pittsburgh. The people that wanted to go to Chicago are like, where's the Sears Tower? The people who wanted to go to New York are like, you know, where's the Empire State Building? The L.A. people land in Pittsburgh. They go like, where's Britney Spears? You know, they're all upset. They're mad.
Yeah.
Because I advertise, I was going to get three different places, and I send you to one place. Ha ha. Everybody's ticked off. But
you would be sued for false advertising.
I would be sued for false advertising. And yet, we read our scriptures. And we think we are getting God's distinct words, all these separate revelations. One great example is Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus. Three distinct Greek words God had in mind that say three distinct things. And the common version sends you
hell,
to hell.
Hell.
Hell down the line. Hell, hell, hell. That's like buying these...
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. PhD, what would translate Gehenna? Hell, let's just call it hell.
How about this other word, Tartarus?
Ah, let's call that hell, too. I'm a little tired. I got to clock out of here.
Well, we got this third word here. It's Hades.
Just call it hell.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, well,
all right.
That's what they did.
Yes, I know.
And so you're reading your 15 minutes of the Bible a day. Why are you bothering if you're not even getting what God says?
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the Concordant version is that it translates Hades, the unseen, consistently, because that's what it means.
That's what it means.
It translates Gehenna.
Gehenna.
It translates Tartarus. Tartarus.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ, our Lord, never said the word hell because he didn't speak English.
I heard some silly, crazy Baptist preacher saying hell was Jesus' favorite subject.
Oh, my Lord.
You believe that?
He didn't even say hell. He didn't speak English. The word never left his lips. What word did leave his lips? Gehenna.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was Hades.
Mm-hmm.
And
guess what? Gehenna and Hades are not the same place.
That's right. Gehenna and Hades are not the same place.
Neither is Tartarus.
We'll have to talk about that sometime. But right now we're going to talk
about...
I got examples. This is an amazing example of the King James version.
Wait
has
a minute.
Taken,
are you suggesting that the authorized 1611 King James Holy Bible authorized is not the perfect word of God without error that the version that Paul used?
That's pretty close to what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
They translated 14 different Greek words with one English word.
Nice. That makes it easy.
That's worse than Zender Airlines. I only had three different flights. I sent them all to Pittsburgh.
Let's hear them.
There's a Greek word, anakoreo, used in Matthew 2:12. It means retire. King James translates it departed. In Acts 19:12, there's a Greek word, apolasso. By the way, I guarantee these Greek pronunciations 100%. That word means to clear. King James translated it departed. In Matthew 8:18, apochrome, it means come away. King James translated it depart. In Acts 28:25, apoluo is the Greek word. It means dismiss. The King James translated it depart. Look at these verses for yourself. Revelation 6:14, apokrizo, different Greek word. It means recoil. King James translated it departed. Luke 2:37, aphistomai. It means withdraw. King James translated departed. Luke 9:33, dichorizome, means detach. King James translated depart. Acts 13:14, dichorome, means pass through. Guess what the King James translated it, Dan?
Burger King.
No, depart. Acts 17:15, eximai, it means be off. King James translated it
depart.
Excellent. Ding, ding, ding. Matthew 9:31, exochrome, come out. They translate it depart. Matthew 20:29, ekperuame, it means go out. Oh, but the King James guys had to get home because it was late, so they translated it depart. Acts 13:4, katakarome, it means come down. Ah, but the ball game was about to start. They had to get out of there, so let's just make it depart. John 13:1, metabeno, proceed, depart. Matthew 2:9, porume, means go. They translated it depart. 14 different words, 14 nuances of thought, 14 beautiful little distinctions. Retire, clear, come away, dismiss, recoil, withdraw, detach, pass through, be off, come out, go out, come down, proceed, and go. Translated down the line with depart, 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 unconscionable.
Yeah, if they did that with words like that, think about what they've done like with words like soul.
Exactly. I mean,
one time they translate soul fish. I mean, just these are important. People are going to say, well, that word ain't that
important.
Yeah,
who cares if it's retire or come away? What's the difference, you know, or pass by, come through? Yeah, but when it comes to, like, this guy from Canada who had this, you know, he thought it was the judgment seat of Christ, and so he felt all his life, I'm going to be condemned I'm going to be judged when I go to see Christ, and he doesn't realize it's the dais. What a difference a word makes. And when we talk about hell, your father's going to hell because he doesn't believe in God. What difference does it make there? It's not hell. You were supposed to go to L.A. and you landed in Pittsburgh. You got screwed. When you're at Zender Airlines, you're going to ask for your money back because you got screwed. But when you're reading your King James Bible and you don't realize you're getting screwed, you're screwed without being... That's worse than just simply being
screwed.
And
by the way, the New American Standard, the NIV, are
no better.
In many ways, they're worse. But can you imagine going to a doctor's office in heaven and you have a doctor with the same philosophy?
Yeah, doc, what's wrong with me? I got this problem right here. What do you think it is?
It's your wrist, right?
My wrist, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. What do you want to call it?
I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Let's call it a femur.
Call it a femur. It's my femur. Okay, I had a problem right here underneath my chest muscle.
That's a femur. We'll call it a femur.
Femur.
Too.
It's my femur.
That's it's your femur.
I got a problem here right in my the area under my kneecap. What?
That's a femur.
Oh, what did I get? My toe hurts. I think it's
femur.
A bunion. I think it's a bunion. I think I have a pain.
Femur.
It might be my appendix.
Nope, femur.
Femur?
Yep.
It's all femur?
It's femur.
I have a pain in my head.
That's femur.
It's my femur.
It's all femur.
I have an ache in my mouth.
Femur.
My finger hurts.
Femur.
I have a
femur, 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 femur.
Oh, doctor, when can I come back to you? You're a genius. You have simplified everything for me.
Listen, I learned from the greatest scholars.
Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine. You learned from the greatest scholars. Is this a system? Is this a system?
It's not a system.
That translates 14 different... God tried these words 7 times in a kiln, whatever you read back there in the Psalms earlier, last week, whatever. He took pains to distinguish these things and to lump them, to just treat his word that way. And then the opposite thing is also done. There's an instance when you mentioned soul of taking many different English words and making them into one Greek or Hebrew word. That's the opposite problem.
Yeah.
That's like if I were to specialize in flights to Honolulu, let's say. Like, let's go back to Zender Airlines. I'm going to promise to take everybody to Honolulu.
Okay.
I send one person to St. Louis, another one to Denver, another one to Columbus, another one to Boston, another one to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Ha, 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 what an airlines. Now, how's this going to screw you up? Let's say you're a foreign person. You've never been to Honolulu. Okay, so you trust Zender Airlines. He says he's sending me to Honolulu.
Okay.
Okay? I get out of the plane in Minneapolis, St. Paul in February.
Yep.
Oh, this must be Honolulu. Well, that's strange. I'm going to go report back to my countrymen that Honolulu is a frozen wasteland. It's a tundratic nightmare of icyclic proportions.
Exactly.
And so you get a false context, is what I'm saying. And so when you take a word like soul and you translate it life or death or thirst or courage or heart or kill or neck or feel or perfume, corpse, all these are different translations of the word soul, one word. You're landing in, you think you're going to Honolulu, and you're landing in Anchorage, Alaska.
Sorry, I just had a fit of craziness.
I know. And so this is a Charlie Foxtrot royally.
Exactly.
They really Charlie Foxtrot this one.
It is. It is.
And if you don't know what Charlie Foxtrot means, find a serviceman or a servicewoman and ask them what a Charlie Foxtrot is.
Yeah, what kind of serviceman or woman?
A serviceman or woman.
You mean in the
Army, Marines.
In the armed forces.
The armed forces.
That's exactly what it is. And this is important. This is why we talk about a pattern of sound words that we need to have. Now, the concordant version, the concordant scriptures, exists in the entire scriptures. You can get the Hebrew Old Testament, you get the Greek New Testament in English. Now, the word concordant means agreeing, correspondent, harmonious, consonant.
Sounds
harmonious.
Good. Yeah.
And it was the purpose of the compiler to make a translation that agreed as closely as possible to the original language of the scriptures, and yet also one that was presented in readable English. The concordant method of translation clearly recognizes the importance of the vocabulary of Scripture, keeping distinct
yes.
the well-chosen words used by God in His revelation of truth. And this is a concordant version. Now, you can get a copy from us from our website at paulsevangel.com. You need a copy of this version so you can have God's word, not men's opinions.
I think we have this at martinsender.com,
too.
If we're in stock, I'm not sure. And if we don't have it, then the Concordant Publishing Concern does at concordant.org.
Yeah, you can get it there. They're
but
the publishers.
This is a system that recognizes these distinctions, and it only assigns one English word to each Greek word, and then never uses that English word again for any other Greek or Hebrew word. That is not genius. It's simply a sane method that avoids the cross-wiring of these other versions that will confuse the daylights out of you.
Wait a minute, Honolulu is not located in Minneapolis?
Well, if you thought you were going to Honolulu and you ended up in Minneapolis, that would mess you up for the rest of your life.
Well, you'd be bad shape, yeah.
Honolulu is so cold here, I don't understand. I must go back and tell my countrymen that Honolulu sucks.
You guys have a great weekend. This is Dan Sheridan at paulsevangel.com.
I'm Martin Zender. Go to martinzender.com if you dare. We'll see you Monday.